Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul
Good morning, and welcome to Searching the Scriptures, brought to you by the Church of Christ that meets at Wasilla. We are located at 2061 North Merciful Circle. From the Parks Highway, take Seward Meridian, then turn right on Bogard Road. We're just past the Boys and Girls Club on the right. Our phone number is 373-5773, and our website is churchofchristwasilla.com. Come and study God's Word with us. We meet at 10 a.m. for Bible study, 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. for services, and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. Each week, we'll endeavor to help you grow by searching the Scriptures. 2 Peter 3:18 reads, "But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen."
The Church of Christ at Wasilla cordially invites you to come visit us at the Pavilion at Wonderland Park, May 30th to June 3rd, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. to learn more about the fundamentals of faith from the Bible. For more information, visit churchofchristwasilla.com.
Please take out your Bibles and search the Scriptures with us this morning.
I'm Wendell Fikes, and we invite you to stay tuned as we study the Scriptures together. Our study will investigate the very popular belief and teaching known as the doctrine of original sin. A vast majority of denominational churches and religious people in the United States and around the world believe and teach the original sin doctrine as a Bible truth. Original sin is the belief and teaching that all babies are born in sin, that is, all babies inherit sin, Adam's sin. There are several terms that are used to identify the original sin teaching in describing their belief that babies inherit sin. Sometimes the original sin doctrine is called or referred to as our Adamic nature, man's inborn sin, our sin at birth, man's inherited sin, humanity's sinful nature. The original sin doctrine, from a biblical perspective, is heresy. Heresy is defined as an opinion, doctrine, or practice contrary to the truth. The original sin heresy is man's opinion and man's doctrine. The original sin heresy is believed, taught, and practiced in some form or another by many religious bodies in the United States. The original sin heresy is contrary to biblical truth. The Scriptures contain positive proof that the theory of original sin, the belief that human beings are sinful from birth, is heresy. The inherited sin theory is contrary to truth as revealed by both the Old Testament and New Testament Scriptures. A synonym for heresy is nonconformity. Nonconformity is the refusal to conform to an established rule or practice, such as instructed in Scriptures. Original sin, sin from birth, the Adamic nature, inheriting Adam's sin. This theory teaches that all babies are born tainted with the guilt of Adam's sin. Then there's the idea of total hereditary depravity. Total being the whole, entire, the total amount. Hereditary, having possession through birth. Depravity, corrupt or evil. One writer defined total hereditary depravity in this way: a state of corruption due to original sin, held in Calvinism to infect every part of man's nature and to make the natural man unable to know or obey God. Simply stated, the original sin heresy teaches that every baby is born corrupt or evil because he or she inherited sin from Adam. The original sin heresy originated centuries ago with the writings of men, so-called church fathers. Tertullian and Cyprian in the 3rd century A.D. formulated the original sin concept. Augustine in the 4th century A.D. popularized the original sin theory. John Calvin, who lived in the 16th century, gave the original sin doctrine, we might say, legs, life, and longevity. Listen as we read how men commonly word this erroneous, heretical teaching of inherited sin. All men, born according to nature, are born with sin, that is, without the fear of God, without confidence towards God, and with concupiscence, strong desire, and that this original disease or flaw is truly a sin, bringing condemnation and also eternal death to those who are not reborn through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Article 2 of the Augsburg Confession of Faith, 1530 A.D. It's unthinkable that reasonable people would apply such a false, twisted teaching of Scriptures to pure, innocent babies. This false teaching began to find its way into the creeds and writings of newly formed denominational churches 16 centuries after our Lord's church had begun in the 1st century. Observe this interesting quote from a document of the Missouri Synod, Statement of Scriptural and Confessional Principles. The editor made this assertion: "We affirm that Adam and Eve were real historical human beings, and that their fall was a historical occurrence which brought sin into the world. Since the fall of Adam, all men who are propagated according to nature are born in sin." The Missouri Synod of the Lutheran Church formulated, wrote, and authorized that document to be printed and distributed. Nothing stated in those words is taught nor inferred in any scripture in the Bible. John Calvin wrote in his Institutes of the Christian Religion that original sin is seen to be an hereditary depravity and corruption of our nature diffused into all parts of the soul. Calvin's teaching is as far from the biblical truth as the East is from the West. The original sin, the Adamic nature, the inherited sin heresy, has no hint of truth in the Scriptures. Since babies are born sinners, according to the teachings of John Calvin and his followers, we must ask two questions. What is sin? How does a person become a sinner? Please understand that the doctrine of original sin is a theory and the philosophy of men. This heresy of man's sinful nature originated with men more than 200 years after Jesus died on the cross and ascended back into heaven. The inborn sin teaching is perpetuated by men. The sinful nature of man doctrine is this very day being preached from denominational churches, their pulpits, radio programs, the internet, Bible classes, and numerous publications. Every doctrine of man is condemned by Jesus and Scriptures. Hear what the Lord said about those who follow men's teachings. These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the commandments of men. Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 and 9. The doctrine and teaching of the sinful nature of man, that is, babies sinful from birth, will be doomed at judgment day. Jesus declared, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of the Father in heaven." Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?" And then I will declare to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. We plead with you, examine the teaching of original sin in the light of the Scriptures. Don't teach a false doctrine of men that Scriptures condemn. What is sin? The Scriptures reveal the answer. "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4 in the King James translation. Whose law? God's law. We ask, what does transgress mean? Transgress means to violate a command or law, to go beyond a boundary or limit, to go beyond limits set or prescribed, to violate, transgress divine law. People sin when they violate God's law or they violate His commandments or go beyond what His Word teaches. People sin when they violate God's law or violate His commandments, when they go beyond limits set or prescribed by God's divine law. The Apostle John wrote, "For I testify unto everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. What law can a baby transgress? A baby cannot transgress any law. What commandment can a baby violate? A baby cannot violate any commandment. A baby cannot subtract, take away, any command of God's law. A baby cannot change any teaching in God's law. Men did and have and continue to twist and pervert Scriptures and God's divine law by teaching that babies inherit sin. A baby is not capable of violating any law or command, because babies haven't grown to the age of accountability to know right from wrong. They cannot understand commands and instructions at birth and in the childhood state. If a baby cannot transgress, violate God's law and His commandment, a baby cannot sin. Who then is responsible for the baby's sin? If babies are born sinners, somebody must be responsible. Who bears the sin? Do you not see the insanity of the born in sin teaching? Do you not understand how wrong the sinful nature of man doctrine is when examined by the Scriptures? Sin is refusing to obey God. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. James chapter 4 and verse 17. What good deed can a baby choose to do? A baby is not capable of making a choice. It's impossible for babies to make choices to do good or to do evil. Inherited sin is a lie of the devil. Parents cannot transmit sin to their children. The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son. Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 20. Every accountable person is responsible for his or her own sins. The soul who sins, it shall die. Ezekiel 18 and verse 4. Sin is not transmitted or passed to another person. Moses wrote, "You have committed a great sin," talking about the people of Israel. "So now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin." Then Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Oh, these people have committed a great sin and have made for themselves a god of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, but if not, I pray, blot me out of your book which you have written." And the Lord said to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book." Exodus chapter 32, verses 30 through 33. Moses, though willing, could not pay the penalty. He could not atone for the sins of Israel. Each Israelite must bear the guilt of their own sin, and each one of us must bear the guilt of our own sin. Sin cannot be transmitted from parent to child. No person can pay for the guilt of another. Each person must bear his or her own guilt of sin. The Lord taught, "For every idle word men may speak, they shall give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Matthew chapter 12, verse 35 through 37. Will infants who cannot say words be condemned by our good and just Lord? Of course not. Can you see the absurdity of the born in sin doctrine? Again, Jesus declared, "The hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." John chapter 5, verse 28 and 29. Judgment is only for accountable adults who can know to do good or to do evil. Babies don't understand good and evil. The Lord was angry with Israel because of their sins and said to Moses, "Moreover, your little ones and your children, who you say will be victims, who today have no knowledge of good and evil, they shall go in there. To them I will give it, the promised land. They shall possess it." Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 39. Babies cannot do good or evil. Babies are born pure and innocent. Babies are not tainted with the so-called original Adamic sin. Babies are pure and sinless. Jesus informed the disciples of this very truth. "Unless you turn and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Matthew chapter 18 and verse 3. If they die in infancy and childhood, they will go to heaven. Babies are born without sin. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. Judgment is determined by each individual. Judgment is determined by deeds done in the body while living on the earth. Judgment is determined by good deeds and bad deeds. What good deed or bad deed do babies do in their mother's womb? What good or bad deed do babies do in their playpens? Is the foolery of the born in sin theory not obvious to all good, sincere thinking people? Babies are not born in sin. Sin is not inherited. False teachers twist scriptures in effort to prove sin is inherited. One verse of scripture cited by those who teach babies are born in sin is in the Old Testament book of Psalms. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born from birth, speaking lies. Psalm 58 and verse 3. This psalm likely was written by King David. The verse is highly figurative. Many times, asking a question will help clarify an issue. Ask yourself the following questions. Are babies wicked when they come out of the womb? Do babies start speaking lies before they leave the delivery room? Do babies talk on the day of their birth? Since the answer to these questions is no, then what does the psalmist mean when he says they go astray as soon as they're born speaking lies? When one sincerely answers these questions according to what the scriptures teach, most of the confusion and false teaching about whether or not babies are born in sin will be cleared up. The wicked, referring to adults, are estranged from the womb. What has a tiny baby done to be wicked? Sin does not begin at conception. Sin does not begin at birth. Sin begins at the age of accountability when a person has the knowledge of right and wrong. Furthermore, sin occurs at the point a youth has the mental ability to understand God's plan of redemption for sins he or she has committed. The intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 21. Jeremiah said, "We have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers, from our youth, even to this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God." Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 25. Sin occurs when a youth is capable of obeying or disobeying the instruction of God. The scriptures teach that moral responsibility for sin occurs in the youth of one's life and not at the point of conception or birth. Another verse cited to prove the born in sin heresy is recorded in Psalm 51 and verse 5. "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. I was shapen," or brought forth, "in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." The iniquity and sin in this text could possibly refer to the action on the part of the mother, parents, or ancestors. But it likely refers to the sinful environment of the world into which David was born. But in no manner is the baby said to be a sinner from conception or birth. Psalm 51 and 5 and Psalm chapter 58 and verse 3 are highly figurative in composition. If the language of Psalm 51 and 5 and 58 and verse 3 is to be pressed literally, one encounters a contradiction between the two texts. Psalm 51:5 would teach that a child is a sinner from the moment of his conception, whereas Psalm 58 and verse 3 would suggest that the infant does not go astray until he is born 9 months later. Which is it? If the text is strictly literal, going astray after birth does not mean sinful at the point of conception in the womb. We've cited statements earlier in this study that Calvinists and their followers actually teach and believe sin begins at conception. In no manner are babies said to be sinners from conception or birth. The NIV version perverts the text and the truth of Psalm 51:5 by paraphrasing David's statement in this way. "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." Preachers, teachers, Bible students, beware of the NIV's egregious error in your teaching these passages of Scripture. The inherited sin born in sin theory is heresy. Sin is transgression of God's law. Babies can't transgress God's law. Sin cannot be transmitted from parent to child. The son shall not bear the guilt of the father. No person can atone for another's sin. Every person is accountable for their own sin. Babies are incapable of doing good or evil. The doctrine of inherited sin is a lie of the devil. Jesus rejects every false doctrine. The Lord condemns every false teacher. Jesus used the innocence of little children as models for those desiring to enter the kingdom. Can any reasonable Bible believer believe that our Lord was suggesting that we emulate little babies who were born totally depraved sinners? I'm Wendell Fikes, and thank you for listening. We would appreciate hearing from anyone who has a question about something we have taught from the Scriptures. Until this same time next Sunday morning, we bid you a pleasant good day.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my soul.
We hope you have been encouraged and will continue your study of God's Word. Please join us again as we search the Scriptures so that we may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2, verse 2. Please remember that you are cordially invited to come and study God's Word with us at 2061 North Merciful Circle. From the Parks Highway, take Seward Meridian, then turn right on Bogard Road. We're just past the Boys and Girls Club on the right. Our meeting times are Sunday morning Bible study for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. and evening worship at 5 p.m. Our midweek Bible study for all ages is on Wednesday at 7 p.m. If you have any questions concerning the lesson presented, would like additional study material, a home Bible study, or a DVD copy of today's lesson, please visit us at churchofchristwasilla.com. There, you'll be able to download this radio program and other sermons free of charge and listen on demand. That's churchofchristwasilla.com. You can also contact us by calling 373-5773.
The Church of Christ at Wasilla cordially invites you to come visit us at the Pavilion at Wonderland Park, May 30th to June 3rd, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. to learn more about the fundamentals of faith from the Bible. For more information, visit churchofchristwasilla.com.
Thank you for listening and searching the scriptures with us this morning.